Granny's Abner, I believe that's Irene.
Aye, Doggett Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in the third day of Lum's trial for misuse of public funds, the prosecution continued to present strong evidence against Lum, none of which Squire Skimp, as the defense attorney, was able to tear down with any degree of effectiveness. As we go into the fourth day of the trial, we find Abner's father, Finus Peabody, on the witness stand being cross-examined by Squire Skimp.
Now then, Mr. Peabody, in your testimony, you stated that the purchase price of the farm given to Milford Spears was
$1,000. $1,000.
And that you contributed $200, Mr. Edwards contributed $300, and the balance was paid by a $500 check.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, how do you know that it was paid by a $500 check?
I think Lum said...
Did you ever see that check?
Well, no, I never, actually. But...
Have you ever at any time seen that check?
Well, no, I ain't, but...
All right, Mr. Peabody. Now, you stated that you knew 2 weeks prior to Mr. Webster's trial... that Mr. Edwards was planning to raise the balance of the purchase price of the farm, in other words, the $500, by fining Mr. Webster that amount. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
In the testimony of your son, Abner Peabody, he stated that it was only a week before the trial that Mr. Edwards even knew that Mr. Webster was to be arrested on that charge.
Oh, did Ab... well... Let's see now. Wait a minute. Maybe it was just a week.
Mr. Peabody, why did you say it was 2 weeks?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I got
you sort of... that you were not sure what you were saying, is that it?
Well, my memory ain't as good as it used to be.
In other words, you're not sure of any of the facts to which you testified.
I object. Objection sustained.
All right. No more questions. Thank you, Mr. Peabody.
That's all, Mr. Peabody. You may return to your seat.
Much obliged, son. Much obliged.
We would like to call Mr. Cedric Weehunt.
Oh, for the land's sake, Lum, did you hear that? They're calling Cedric up there.
Oh, no telling what he'll say.
Mr. Weehunt! Mr. Cedric Weehunt to the witness stand.
Yes, Mom, I'm coming.
Doggett, I hate to hear this, that boy.
You'll raise your right hand.
Yes, Mom.
You solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, Mom.
You'll be seated and state your name.
Well, I'm Cedric.
Your full name?
Oh, Cedric Wolfgang Weehunt.
Mr. Weehunt, you are a resident of Pine Ridge, are you not?
Are I not of what now?
A resident. Do you live there?
Oh, yeah, I live there, but I don't know whether I'm one of them other things you said or not.
And you are acquainted with the defendant, Mr. Edwards, are you not?
Yes, Mom, I know him good. He sat up with me when I was sick and cut my hair when my mama was out of town and...
Just answer the questions, Mr. Weehunt.
Yes, Mom.
Do you own an automobile?
Yes, Mom, it ain't much good, though. I got to make it last till the war's over, though, I reckon. Then I'm going to trade it in on a new one.
Just a moment. Did you on any occasion drive Mr. Edwards from Pine Ridge to the county seat?
Oh, yes, Mom, lots of times.
When was the last time?
Let's see. Last time was when I brought him in here for the trial of his.
I see. What was the time before that?
Why, let's see now. Oh, I recollect. It was that time I brought him up here to go to the bank.
To the bank, you say?
Yes, Mom.
What date was that?
Oh, I don't recollect exactly what date it was. Let's see.
Well, perhaps you can remember when it was with regard to some other incident. Was it before or after the trial of Mr. Webster in Mr. Edwards, Justice of the Peace Court?
Well, it must have been after that.
Why do you say it must have been after that?
Well, because that's why Mr. Lum wanted to go to the bank. See, he put that money in there.
What money?
Oh, that money he got when he slapped that fine on Mr. Webster.
In other words, he took the money received from Mr. Webster as a fine and deposited it in the bank at the county seat.
Yes, Mom, something like that.
Well, was that it or wasn't it?
Yes, Mom, that was it, I think.
Well, it's not enough that you think it. Do you know it to be a fact, or don't you?
Yes, Mom, it was a fact.
Well, all right, then.
I think.
Mr. Weehunt, will you please refrain from saying I think, unless that is what you mean?
Yes, Mom.
It would please the court very much if the witness would also refrain from saying yes, Mom, and say yes, sir, instead.
Yes, sir, Mom.
Well, proceed, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, Mr. Weehunt, at the time Mr. Edwards deposited this money in the bank, did he make any statement regarding the money?
Oh, I don't recollect nothing like that.
Well, did he make any statements of any kind?
I don't recollect no statements. All I recollect is that he said, "Well, Cedric, it looks like Grandpap's going to have a place of his own again."
I see, and by Grandpap, he of course meant Milford Spears, didn't he?
I object, Your Honor. It's a leading question.
Objection sustained.
Well, that's all the questions anyway. Thank you, Mr. Weehunt. Your witness, counsel?
Yes. Mr. Weehunt, there is more than just one grandfather in Pine Ridge, is there not?
Mom?
Well, I'll put that in another way, Mr. Weehunt. There is more than one person in Pine Ridge who might be referred to as Grandpap or Grandpappy or Grandpa, isn't there?
Oh, yes, Mom. It's Grandpa Masters. You know him.
Yes.
Esquire and Grandpa Hodgkins.
And, yes, that's fine, Cedric. That's fine. Now, the district attorney, a while ago, in his cross-examination of you, used the word deposit in his examination. Now, what exactly does that word mean?
What word?
Deposit, Cedric. How would you go about defining that word?
Well, let's see. How do you spell that?
We'll not pursue that question any farther. Mr. Weehunt, how far did you get in school?
I object.
Your Honor, I'm merely attempting to establish the witness's knowledge of relevant matters.
Objection overruled.
Yes. Now, how far did you go in school, Mr. Weehunt?
Well, I ain't Mr. Weehunt. I'm Cedric Squire.
Yes,
I know I look like my papa, but I ain't him.
Well, answer the question, Cedric. Answer the question. How far did you go in school?
Oh, I got up to the third reader.
And why did you stop at the third reader?
I object.
Well, the main reason was the seats got too little for me.
Just a minute. Just a minute. I've raised an objection here.
I couldn't get my knees up under the desk. Another reason was that every year I got to know the kids in the third reader, and then they'd all pass, and so the next year I'd have to get acquainted with a whole new crowd again.
Order. I hate to interrupt this, but the district attorney's last objection is sustained, and the clerk will see that the witness's testimony is edited accordingly. Proceed, counsel.
Just one or two more questions, Your Honor. Mr. Weehunt, do you have a bank account of your own?
Oh, no, Mom.
What are your hobbies, Mr. Weehunt?
I object.
Well, my best hobby is blowing bird calls, the meadowlark, and
now,
the
wait a minute here.
I withdraw the question. That's all, Cedric. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just a second, Mr. Weehunt. One more question.
Yes, Mom?
You stated that in Pine Ridge there are persons referred to as Grandpa, but who specifically is called Grandpap?
Well, Mr. Grandpappy Spears is.
Is that the same as Milford Spears?
Yes, Mom, that's him.
Do you know anyone else in Pine Ridge who is referred to specifically as Grandpap?
No, Mom, I don't believe so.
All right, that's all.
I got my bird whistle with me. If it'll help any, I'll be glad to blow it for you.
No, thank you. That won't be necessary. You may leave the stand now.
Much obliged.
The prosecution will call its next witness, please.
Your Honor, we had planned to present Mr. Terry of the Union Bank, but he was unable to remain this afternoon. However, he will be available tomorrow morning.
Well, in that case, I think we'll adjourn for today. Members of the jury, I remind you that it is your duty not to permit anyone to speak to or communicate with you on any subject connected with the trial, and that all attempts to do so should be immediately reported to you by to this court. That you should not converse among yourselves on any subject connected with the trial, or form or express any opinion thereon, until this case is finally submitted to you. This court is now adjourned at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah, come on, Lum. Let's go out and get something to eat.
Huh?
Yeah, come on, Lum. I'm starving to death. I ain't ate nothing since lunch a couple of hours ago.
You fellas go ahead. I don't feel much like eating, I don't think.
Well, you got to come with me, Lum. I'm supposed to be gardening.
Yeah, well, all right.
Now, Lum, don't be so downhearted. The prosecution ought to be finished tomorrow, and then we can present our side of this case. And I think we can make a pretty strong appeal, perhaps.
Granny Squire, I don't believe I'll even testify.
What? Not testify? Why, Lum, are you out of your mind?
No, Squire, but after what we've heard so far in this trial, I can see there just ain't no use for me to even get up there. No, sir, there just ain't no use.